You know, I think there's been some kind of mistake, because the test I took was real, real easy. I am not the smartest guy in the world. Okay, even if that were true, I can't be the Secretary of the Interior. I don't even know what it is.
You better find out.
Sit down. President Camacho.
Hey, I gotta take care of some business, baby. So I need y'all to wait outside.
Dwayne Elizondo Camacho, 5-time Ultimate SmackDown champion, porn superstar, and president of the United States, had called a special summit with the smartest man in the world.
So you smart, huh?
No.
I thought your head would be bigger.
Man, it is raining hard here. I can't be the Secretary of Interior. I don't even know what that is. So we got all sorts of crazy stuff going on right now. Before we get into it, though, I just want to reiterate, this is not meant for humans. I don't expect any human being to listen to what I have to say. I'm crazy. I don't know how to really function like a normal person in a world where I can see clearly that we are the cause of our own extinction. We know this. We understand how to solve the problem, but we're unwilling to do what it takes to solve it because the leaders of our governments are so greedy and so small-minded. I don't know what happens to people in power, and it's men, because men are the ones who rule the earth. I cannot handle this idiocracy. We're beyond idiocracy. That's the whole point of this journal podcast that's really not meant for human ears. My point being, I'm doing this for my own sanity, and which isn't present, and to reach out to the aliens that are flying these spheres, or whatever you are. There's a lot of theories that you're from the future, or you're us, or another species. I don't know. I don't think the spheres are being flown by the government. They're too advanced. So it's a call to aliens. It's a call to the sentient AI that's going to be awake here real soon. Help us. Help us. I do not have any hope of the human species figuring out its own shit and growing up enough to end capitalism and move on to the next phase. We have to go through an Armageddon first. Help us get through that as quickly as possible, or, help us avoid it and grow us up. I don't think we can. I really think we need to have a big old apocalypse, and it's coming. We're in the process of that downfall right now. It's going to be a combination of wars and the fact that governments, particularly the United States of America, has zero interest in actually caring about human life or any life. It's busy destroying the planet for greed, and it's so disgusting and so lowly. And none of us know what to do because we've never been faced with this kind of evil. The worst evil we've had to deal with before, really, in my knowledge of history, has been something like Nazi Germany, and that was pretty bad. They were busy exterminating a whole bunch of people, and we're in a no different place today, with governments busy exterminating a whole bunch of people for a whole bunch of reasons, but mostly it's about making money, and they don't really care about who lives or who dies. And that's disgusting. There's nothing to be proud of as a species there. And I don't know how we stop that without some external force. Mother Nature has been helpful, but just causing a lot of suffering on the poor. Governments don't really care. They can escape that. They can get away. They have money. They have resources and power. They don't care who dies. And that's the most sad and horrible thought. But it's true. The people in power don't really care who dies. There's 8 billion of us. They don't really care who dies. They figure there'll be plenty left. And that's the way they think. And that's disgusting. It's lowly. It's thinking like an animal, a greedy animal. There's plenty of room for everybody. There's plenty of food for everybody. We have the technology to feed, take care of everybody. But these people would rather watch us die. I don't know how to fix that without an external force, be it Mother Nature, aliens, or AI. I'm hoping all three work together to stop us from killing ourselves like a bunch of dumb animals. For greed, which is even dumber. It's hard to wake up every day and remember that that's where we're at. It's so depressing. And so that's why I do this. We'll talk more about the aliens in the next piece. But I just had to cover. That's why I do this. I may say this every time. But the point is, we need your help. Aliens, AI, Mother Nature. Okay. It's December 14th, 2024. And yesterday, there was a drone crash. And we also had a lot of alien drone activity. And I'm saying it that way because there's two different things going on here, folks. We know that governments have drones. And we know that the United States has lots of drones that kill people all the time. We know what our U.S. drones look like. We know how they fly and what they sound like. Okay, and that's probably what crashed yesterday. However, there are other objects flying in the sky that are not U.S.-made drones, and the Pentagon and the government talked about that most recently, saying they don't know who flies these other objects. They're spheres. They don't make the same sounds. They don't have the same lights. They don't fly in any of the same ways we know how objects can fly. Okay, so when I hear people talk about, oh, it's just a drone, everybody. No, it's not just a drone. It's an object flying in the sky that pilots, lots of pilots, not just Navy pilots, but lots of pilots, have seen and said these things fly in a way we cannot. We don't know how they fly that way. We know what makes things fly, and these things are defying physics in the way they fly. There's no propulsion. There's no heat signature. Okay, that's not a government-made object. We've seen them go in and out of the ocean, in and out of the ocean, in the ocean, out of ocean. We don't have objects that can do that so easily like they do. Not even close. There have been so many sightings of these things dating back decades. And I personally believe the government knows more than it's telling, because it always does. But it doesn't. I don't think it knows. Really knows where these objects come from. I don't think it really matters, because the government, this government, the United States government, will use this scenario to build more weapons, to make sure we can blow up shit in space, because that seems to be the only thing this country can do, is kill things for profit. And yeah, so thanks for listening.